USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller breaks his silence, saying the Mueller report speaks for itself and he does not intend to testify before Congress. With more on Mueller's press conference, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Mueller also said Justice Department guidelines did prohibit him from being able to charge President Trump with any crime, like obstruction, in connection with the probe.
It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge.
Mueller adding, though, that if he had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, quote, we would have said so.
Case closed. That's how President Trump reacts to Mueller's comments on Wednesday. And around 40 million Americans are facing severe weather threats and possible tornadoes in the Midwest and Northeast. This after 50 tornadoes have already touched down in the Midwest this week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
The FBI announced the addition of fugitive Eugene Palmer to the top 10 most wanted list 5 years after he shot and killed his daughter-in-law. Assistant Director in Charge William Sweeney explains the case at a press conference Wednesday outside the FBI office in New York.
Palmer was eventually charged with second-degree murder by the Rockland County DA's office in 2012, but when investigators realized Palmer likely fled the area after the murder, they requested the Bureau's assistance, and the FBI filed a federal warrant for unlawful flight to avoid prosecution.
Palmer is said to be armed and dangerous. The National Weather Service says they expect the Arkansas River to reach the 41-foot water level tonight around 7 o'clock Central Time. Melody Daniels with the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management.
This is not the time to go float the river. This is not the time to be out and about swimming. This is the time to be taking precautions and do whatever you can to save lives. We can always replace property. We cannot replace the life.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wade Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wade Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email waynerute@gmail.com.
With more on our top story, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has broken his silence on his investigation into Russian interference during the 2016 election. Former Department of Justice employee Tom Dupree shares with Fox News his opinion on Mueller's nearly nine-minute statement.
Well, I think it was very typical Bob Mueller. I think that he is obviously a sober man of few words, and the one message that I took away again and again is that he spoke through his report. He does not intend to go beyond that. He made explicitly clear that if he were someday to be brought to Congress or a public forum, he would not say anything that wasn't already in the report. I think what was also interesting is that although he was very careful not to go beyond what he said in his report, he was very careful and thoughtful about highlighting certain passages in the report, I think, as a way of drawing public attention to some conclusions that may have gotten lost in all the political
such
back
as what,
and forth.
Tom?
One of the things he talked about was the statement in the report that if they had had evidence exculpating the president, they would have said it. They didn't say it. I think he very deliberately put a spotlight on that. He also very deliberately put a spotlight on his bottom line conclusion about insufficient evidence to charge anyone beyond the Russians themselves in the conspiracy portion of Volume 1. So I think what Mueller was doing, without going beyond the words of his report, he wanted to focus the public's attention on specific statements, specific findings, in all likelihood as a way of rebutting a lot of inferences that people have been publicly drawing about him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.